A new market design project was named as one of Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority's, LSRCA, Top 10 Restoration Projects of 2021 at its annual general meeting last week. The LSRCA completed 102 restoration projects last year at a total cost of $1.8 million. Krista Sharp, manager of restoration services with the authority, revealed the top 10 of projects in her presentation at the annual general meeting January 28. It was hard to choose our top 10. This does not mean that all other projects were not amazing, just that our restoration team have chosen our 10 favorite projects or programs, she said. A design plan at the 404 Plaza on Davis Drive in Newmarket was named, alongside a similar design project at the Bayfield Mall in Barrie. These are very critical to restoration projects. The problem is some of our funders want shovel-ready projects and generally are not keen to pay for the design, Sharp said. Thanks to extra government funding this year, we were able to move forward with design which allowed us for the first time to work with large private landowners. LSRCA partnered with the private landowners of both properties to work on conceptual designs that would retrofit the parking lots with low-impact development features. The larger footprint of these lands means that partnering on these projects will lead to impacts at a big scale. It's a paradigm shift and we're very excited to lead in this new approach, Sharp said. The LSRCA said that these two properties were chosen for a redesign because heavy rain runoff from the surrounding area would flow across the parking lot and negatively impact nearby creeks. Now with the designs done, the authority said the construction projects can move ahead in 2022 or 2023. Sharp named a similar parking lot work at Rogers Reservoir Conservation Area on Green Lane in East Gwillimbury, which was completed in 2021 as another one of the top restoration projects of the year. Other top projects included restoring Kettleby Creek, retrofitting a dry stormwater pond in Barrie, prescribed burns of grasslands, and working with farmers and members of the community. The AGM also saw a presentation on the overall highlights of 2021, which included planting more than 58,000 trees and shrubs, increased online presence and engagement, $1.5 million raised through their foundation and 312,000 visitors to LSRCA properties. It's certainly very impressive what staff have done over 2021 during this pandemic, Board Chair Wayne Emerson said. Very, very impressive. Well done to everyone involved to get it this far. There was also a keynote presentation from Ben Longstaff, General Manager of Integrated Watershed Management, who shared an optimistic approach to climate change, saying we are better positioned than ever to make progress. Although it's a daunting challenge, we know that we have no choice but to tackle this head-on and we'll all take an optimistic viewpoint to this that we can get it done. We must get it done for generations to come, he said. Along with the board and members of the public, local politicians attended the AGM and thanked the LSRCA for all its hard work. The Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority plays a vital role in our community, protecting and restoring the ecological health of natural systems. Your vision of a healthy lake, healthy land and healthy life will have a very positive impact on our communities for generations to come, Newmarket Aurora MPP Christine Elliott said. She added that the communities in the Lake Simcoe watershed are among the most beautiful in Ontario and, together we will continue to build strong beautiful communities.